Привет.
February 7th, 1938. How God does not love force, but spontaneity. Display of opulence, lavishness, and sumptuousness that the divine volition will do in those who live in it. How creation is not finished. I am under the empire of the divine volition. Its creative virtue has such strength that it makes its sweet empire felt over the poor creature who, sweetly, not being forced, harmonizes with the fiat and gives it full freedom to do whatever it wants. Even more, she says to it, "How honored I feel that you want to make a portent out of my being, but so much that you want to use your creative and operative strength inside my poor soul." But as my mind was immersed in receiving the creative virtue of the divine fiat, my always lovable Jesus, surprising me with a short little visit, with unspeakable love, told me, "Daughter of my will, how beautiful is my fiat as it operates with its creative virtue. You have seen how it does not use violence, but sweetness. But an irresistible sweetness, maybe more than violence itself. With its sweetness, it embalms the creature, making her feel the beauty of the divine, in such a way that she herself says, 'Hurry, O holy will, do not delay any longer. I feel myself languishing if I do not see you operating in me with your creative virtue.'" My daughter, we have never liked forced things or a forced will. Or rather, we don't even want them. They very much reek of human and do not fit either with our love or with our works, where everything is spontaneity and full will. As we want, we yearn to do a good, and we do it. And therefore we do it with such fullness of love and of grace that no one can match us. So much so, that if we don't see spontaneity and the willingness to receive the good that we want to do in the creature, we don't do anything. At the most, we wait, letting her feel our sighs, our longing. But we do not move to operate. Not before we see her wanting to receive, with love, the work of her Creator. Now, you must know that the life of our will keeps growing in the creature for each act she does in it. And when she reaches the fullness that everything is my will in her, then we begin the display of our love, of our graces, in such a way that in each instant we give her new love and new surprising graces. We show our divine pomp, the opulence, the lavishness of our stratagems of love. Everything we do in her carries the imprint of the bounty of her Creator. When the soul is filled with our divine will, we hold nothing back. What we have, we give. And whatever she wants is hers. The lavishness we show is such that we make a note of our divine melodies flow in each of her acts, so that not even our music may be lacking in her. And she often plays to us the beautiful little sonatas of our divine notes, and oh, how delighted we feel, our harmonies and divine sounds harmonizing for us. You must know that for one who lives in our will, we surpass the lavishness, the pomp, the opulence, the sumptuousness we used in the creation. Everything was abundance, abundance of light that no one can measure. Extension of heavens, lavishness of beauties, adorned with many stars. Each thing was created with such abundance invested with such splendor of magnificence, that each of them has no need of the other. Rather, all can give without the need to receive. Only the human will puts limits and constraints on the creature, casting her into miseries and preventing my goods from giving themselves to them. Therefore, I anxiously await that my will be known and that creatures live in it. Then will I make such display of lavishness, and each soul will be a new creation, beautiful, but one distinct from the other. I will amuse myself. I will act as the insuperable artisan. I will put out my creative art. Oh, how I long for this! How I want it! How I yearn it! Indeed, creation is not finished. I have yet to do my most beautiful works. Therefore, my daughter, let me work. And do you know when I work? When I manifest to you a truth of my divine will. Then, immediately, I act as the artisan, and with my creative hands, I work in you, so that that truth may become life inside your soul. And oh, how I enjoy myself in this work! The soul becomes like soft wax in my hands, and I shape in her the life that I want. Therefore, be attentive, and let me do it.